Learn JavaScript and don't use frameworks. Here is what it sounds like when a programmer talks about his little inventions. I hope this will add to convince you that programming is really cool, that the long road to mastery of a language is well worth it. I've been trying to optimize my programming abilities. I focused all my programming efforts on a single, rather simple project, a visual programming language where you connect boxes with lines. I wrote the system to learn and to keep sharp, and because I wanted a place for my little programs. I write hundreds of things worth keeping, but there is never a right place to put them. But above all, I wrote a visual programming language to easily understand the architecture of the programs I create. Years pass, and it is sometimes hard to remember brilliant ideas behind programs. In a lightweight visual programming language, architecture comes first. I have made many versions of this program, slowly working my way up to proper technologies, learning like heck along the way. I don't use frameworks anymore, for one. I always admired code that isn't obscured by frameworks, and I just came close to finishing a new redesign which uses web components, signals, and a very minimalist way to attach mouse stuff to web components. I've always used frameworks that often obscure the details and make code smaller, but I don't think I need those anymore. They were a good way to start learning, but eventually, when it came to creating something serious, I just wanted vanilla JavaScript. There are many cool things in my program now. HTML does not draw lines, for one. It is a nested layout engine, really. But it does support SVG, which is for vector graphics. And that is where I draw my connecting lines. I actually have 3 SVGs. This is so that I can both overlap things with lines and then tuck them in the background when they aren't as important. This is a zooming user interface. Really cool stuff. But hosted in a standard, simple Bootstrap user interface that has tiny little unobtrusive UI components. But that also means plain X and Y coordinates that are delivered by various mouse operations need zooming user interface transformations. Today, I finally finished understanding everything enough to create a single transform function. It is really cool. It takes X and Y and, roughly speaking, adds UI position on the screen, the pan X and Y, and all the while being mindful of scale in all the correct places. It was not easy to get here, even though this is very easy code. But the code quality and the overall architecture of my program is very good now. The main data structure is like a skyscraper, where things on each floor can pipe data through entire other floors. In short, it is pipelines with data transformers, and the transformer is just a simple function that takes input and returns modified data as output. But it is ready for the actor model, web streams, signals and Rx, and even Ramda and others, smartly supporting both functional programming and functional reactive programming. But there is that concept of a skyscraper, so this is not a code generator. This is a code weaver. It is an open source project, yes, and I have already been plenty rewarded. It is an education that would otherwise be impossible to come by. There are no problems with money making with such programs. When you invent something great, you just keep working on it until you discover worthwhile feature that actually do require some investment. And at that point, you have a business where you need signups to help you get the servers going. If I had to blindly guess what such a paid feature might be, it would be easy to deploy servers and probably AI. In contrast with developing open source core, this is a pretty boring end, though. And AI is a very good thing for writing tiny, well-described functions, and those are the boxes in my program. User defines inputs such as URL and retry, and I generate a well-defined prompt template. From here, the user can request that the AI writes a function that will perhaps crawl the URL, downloading all the files. And when that is executed, the files will stream through the program pipe to the next thing. And again, user may ask AI or use some of the predefined functions, like filters, transformers, or aggregators that merge all the data in one. This is a huge program that requires many years of learning and even more years of rewrites. But it is also very minimalist. In a world where everyone is memorizing keyboard shortcuts, I want to bring back visual programming and the ability to program with a mouse. The program runs on the server under Node.js and in any web browser, but in its standard configuration, it is a desktop application powered by Electron.js or NW.js, where it is, of course, most powerful. While I am no doubt a year or two away from pondering the website for it, in great part because I want this program to create it, you have no excuse not to learn programming, especially if you are still in high school. You should never wait to create your fantastic inventions. Focus your early efforts on one simple idea and talk to artificial intelligence about ECMAScript and JavaScript and browser and internet programming. When learning JavaScript, you get the power of the browser and CSS UI frameworks that will take care of all your user interface needs. Choose the language that is the busiest and oldest, that is most flexible and can run on server, desktop, and in the web browser. Do not rely on frameworks. Write your code the hard way, so that your mind grows powerful to grasp it all.